a world where geeking out never looked so good. Two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Here's your hosts, Wacho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
The curse has risen from the beneath the darkness of Egyptian mummies. The curse has fulfilled my car's destiny to be a junk car sooner or later. My car was hit again today. And this time wasn't my fault.
You say it was hit again today. You've got to remind the audience that this is 31 episodes later. So those who are just catching up don't understand the significance of this. So let's rewind, okay, and explain the origin of the podcast curse.
I got into an accident the first day of the podcast trying to find mics and equipment to get the podcast started, and then my car gets hit again today.
31 episodes later.
Well, I hope you get diarrhea tonight.
It was a fender bender in a parking lot, and he wasn't even there. And instead of the person being real and being a gentleman or a lady or being an adult, hit and run. And now Juancho has a ghetto dent in his car, which actually works for his Mexican roots, so it kind of works.
I'm not Mexican.
You are Mexican.
You're
Oh, no, you're Brazilian?
Really?
You're Brazilian?
Really?
Somebody in our crew is Brazilian. I don't know who it is.
Oh, that's
nobody cares about her.
Too soon.
See, I want to let you guys know real quick that you know that Juancho is feeling some kind of way because he starts it off with some dark, dreary stuff instead of singing. So
freaking pissed.
It's unfortunate. So if you're listening out there, person who hit him,
I hope you get diarrhea.
We wish violent diarrhea.
Extremely diarrhea.
Okay, extreme violent diarrhea.
Exactly. So, Vibe, what's going on with you today?
Let's talk about the weekend. How was your weekend?
I absolutely did nothing this weekend.
That's perfect. Perfect. I'm very, very proud of you.
Nothing whatsoever.
Nothing of merit? Nothing?
Nothing. Oh, wait.
You had to have done something.
I finished my first part of the semester.
That's okay, cool, I'm proud of you. Yay.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yay.
My school is I actually looked into you for school, for your studio thing for school.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty cool, I'm pretty interested.
Oh, look at you. Aren't you a sweetheart?
I am a sweetheart. But yeah, nothing eventful, nothing out of the ordinary.
Fantastic. You know how to keep the audience engaged.
Oh, I'm so engaged.
So for me, basically it was a lot of editing, nothing studio necessarily related. It's just
next week.
Next week?
Vibe's going to be doing this by himself again.
So you're going to jump ahead?
Yeah.
So next week, it's going to be another repeat of the fumbling around of Darth Flex and myself. So stay tuned for that train wreck.
I'm going to leave them prepared like last time, but they skipped a whole ton of
it's
stuff.
It's true, I did.
Like,
because
so much. You just straight to open my discussion.
Here's the thing. Juancho leaves me a script, and I underestimated how much Juancho does for this podcast besides me just talking, providing a voice, and producing it at the end. And he left me with a script, and he usually does it. He drops it the day before or the day of, okay? But because I don't have to do much but react, I don't care. This time I had to do the whole episode. I was unprepared, and I looked at this thing. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, if you guys watched the recap, you saw me and Flex. We were looking at each other like, oh, God. But we found it. Like, halfway through, we got comfortable. The first half was a train wreck.
Yeah, it was.
It'll happen again.
Pretty much.
I'll sing for you guys again. You'll love it. Anyway, so my weekend was simple. It was editing. It was studio related. It wasn't like studio related. I had clients. I finished off the Fit Fight Boxing USA. I believe that's what they're called. I think I butchered that.
Fight Fit
USA's gym's promotional video. It's about a minute and a half long. Pretty good though. I did really, really well. Even Darth Flex and his significant other, she will not be named.
I got pretty excited watching that video.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'm really good at what I do. So, but she who shall not be named said that I really need to be charging more because that was some professional stuff. Yeah. So I really appreciate that comment. She who should not be named. So that was about it. It was a lot of editing, a lot of work. Did some filming. Did some kid TV filming for some new Pwn episodes are coming out.
Some Pwn.
So
Pwnage.
That's about
it. Yeah, talking about Pwnage. What the heck? I didn't know your son was playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
It's all about Fortnite. Everybody's about Fortnite.
Yeah, he's playing Fortnite.
What about PUBG, man?
I don't know what else they do, but we do. But it's a 2-part Fortnite special.
Yeah.
And look, I don't know. He has a.
Do you know that PUBG sued Fortnite because of it?
I don't know what PUBG is. PUBG, I don't know what Fortnite is.
Players battles of unknown is basically the survival of the fittest. 100 players against each other.
Okay.
And the survival, you know, wins. Fortnite similar to it, but except the Fortnite provides you with like stuff that you can build, like shelters and stuff like that while you're battling, and like little ramps and
all
it's like
I
cartoonish.
Know, all I know is I saw this random character falling from the sky.
Yeah, you fall
over
from,
and over and over again. I'm just like, what is this nonsense?
And once you die, you got to start. You go to the next round again, and you keep playing.
And you fall from the sky all over again. It sounds like such a fun game.
Yeah.
Freaking. Oh God, these kids these days. Whatever happened to civilization?
Actually, next week, since I will be gone,
the next week that you're not here,
I will be leaving Vibe with a countdown. I haven't told Vibe this, but breaking news, Vibe! Breaking news! Juancho is going to do his first official top 10 RPGs.
For what?
For
what?
Juancho's approvedness.
For what though?
For the podcast.
Okay. Yes. We're still in the middle of how our weekend is. You're just dropping news in the middle of it. This is why our audience is confused. Okay.
Welcome to Juancho's head. Feel the brain. Feel it.
Before we get to today's episode and we discuss what's going on with the Geek Bros and Geek Bros. Excuse me. It was a slip of the tongue. We're going to remind you guys that this is a production of Vibe Revelation Studios. You can visit the website and see all the fun and all the web series and all the podcasts at VibeRevStudios. It's also going to be in the link below on WebbyGeeksPC.com, the first place that you can listen to our podcast. And, of course, the links will probably be available on iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher. Please subscribe. You know, follow us and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Stuff. Social media, Juancho.
Our social media is Geek Bros. It's with the zero. That's the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, and the email at yahoo.com.
Yes,
so that's GEKBR0S at yahoo.com and GEKBR0S for the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram.
Yes, so absolutely check us all out. Plenty of stuff up there. Our Stardust movie reactions that we don't post, that we don't talk. There's our original web series. There's our podcast recap. There's the unboxing. There is... What else is our side? Whatever side thing we have.
So much craziness.
There's so much stuff, okay? So check it out. It's a lot of fun. And on that note, Juancho?
What's up?
You want to ask me a question?
What are we doing today?
Cool. What's going on with the Geek Bros?
Wait,
It's too late.
Vibe, what's going on with the Geek Bros today?
Nothing. I haven't... nothing's been released yet as of right now.
What do you mean nothing's been released yet? We just released Black Panther. What else is that?
Didn't we tell them about Black Panther last week?
Yeah.
We did.
That's all.
Nothing new has been released since. I mean, but besides last week's video recap, which is out there, we still have the Black Panther review, but nothing new has been released yet. We are awaiting the Ready Player One special episode we're going to do. Eventually, I'm going to get to the Geek Bros, Geek Girls crossover. I'm also eventually going to get to the spoiler review of Star Wars The Last Jedi with Juancho, Garbanzo, and Darth Flex. And... good God, whenever I can stop with my eyes bleeding, get a hold of that Smoothie Talk trifecta where we break down, Darflex and I, why Vibe hates... I love talking to myself in the third person. Why Vibe hates The Last Jedi. And it'll be good because I'm going to release it around the same time when the DVD comes out with the 14 videos. And we are actually going to be filming an episode where we look at all 14 scenes. It'll be called The Last Jedi Revisited, where we will see if the 14 scenes mean... we're going to review the 14 scenes and see if it at all sways my decision. So
all
look
right.
forward to that for the Geek Bros and Geek Girls.
So excited.
So with that being said, Juancho, what brings us here today?
The news set we got. Comic book news. We got some stuff. Something about Thor. Wiki movie standout. None. Even though Red Sparrow's out this weekend, but who cares? We'll talk about that. Video game news, we have to talk about Diablo. We're going to talk about Chrono Trigger. We're going to talk about Turok. and anime invasion. We got a couple things about the Pokemon movie. Other cool little articles that I found for anime invasion since we've been slacking lately because Vi doesn't want to do his anime homework.
But, wait, hold on. But, what was the last time you gave me an anime to listen to?
You have
my
Crunchyroll account.
No, that was never the deal. The deal was you gave me Crunchyroll and you were supposed to give me an episode to watch. And we were supposed to watch the episode.
You can barely keep up with the magicians. So what makes you think I'm going to give you an anime invasion?
Well, since we moved to the Fridays, you get here early. The idea would be to watch it right before the podcast.
Look at him trying to defend himself. We're going to talk about Szechuan. Actually, we have some Szechuan sauce up in here.
Szechuan sauce. We said it on the video recap. We'll say it here. Today's episode has been brought to you in part by McDonald's Szechuan sauce. McDonald's, send us free stuff.
So we got some Szechuan stuff tryouts. We got some chickens. It's a chicken crisp chippy tenders, whatever.
But we have chicken McNuggets and we have tenders. Good God, Juancho.
It's no artificial. So the chicken nuggets are artificial and the buttermilk crispy tenders are not artificial.
No, it says here, made with 100% white meat. With no artificial preservatives, colors, or flavors.
So the chicken nuggets are real too.
Okay, McDonald's, send me Vibe free stuff because Juancho is blasphemy.
Vibe wants to talk J.J. Abrams because he loves J.J.
Loves me some Flex Flare.
Do you even count? Does Marvel even calendar, bro? I don't think not.
Does Marvel even calendar? Where did you come up with this crap? Guys, listen, I want you guys to tell Juancho that the way he posts our show on Weeby Geeks PC is so arbitrary. It's like, he might just say sunset. And you, because what he writes there, you have no idea what it is. If you guys look at the video recaps, I rewrite every description over again so you guys understand what's happening.
White House and video games. You are not worthy for video games. And we're going to discuss the Olympic mascot review. Now, Vibe, you know what time it is. Time for the new scent. Yeah. New scent.
Fresh new scent.
All right, guys. So, we're using the... Oh, by the way, before we start here, Vibe has been complaining.
I have not complained.
Since episode 20.
I have not complained.
My template is horrible. That he needs to go back to the original template, which was in Excel. Well, today, I make him happy.
I never said that.
But then, he complains to me today that he can't take a picture of it. Because it doesn't look sexy enough. Because the way I had the word one, it was looking nice.
I only liked the original word one because he put the episode number there. And it looked good for the picture. That's all I'm saying. You can cut that out. That's all I'm saying. Now, I didn't tell him to change it, nor did I tell him that I didn't like it. I told him I didn't care. And I've been saying I don't care. Just my issue was that his Word document, his friggin' links didn't work. This is so behind the scenes, man. So, he'll give me a script, and it'll be a bunch of article links, right? And in the old Outlook thing that I had given him, I could click them and it was easy. But for the Word, sometimes it wouldn't work. I'd have to right click, copy, then go to the thing, paste, and I'd have to do it for every link. And you don't get it. It's not one or two links. It's like 9 or 10 or 12 websites.
Yeah.
So it gets aggravating. So I said, listen, you can't make the links work. It worked better on the Outlook. That was my only thing I ever said. Now, today he did the Outlook thing and none of the links worked. Except for one. And guess what? I still had to right click on all the links. All
right.
Beat you.
Since he clicked all these links, okay. The first thing we're going to talk about is
good
Thor.
Good transition, yeah.
You know it. Thor is back. Meaning Marvel, this Thor is coming left. From Polygon.com. Marvel will make Thor the God of Thunder again in Thor 1. Well, remember, Thor before was left by a woman.
It was Jane Foster.
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
It was Jane Foster. She was Jane.
Thor,
Jane Foster,
son of Odin, will retake his hammer in his place as the Marvel Universe premier Thunder God in the relaunch of Thor number 1.
Of course.
It's another relaunch.
Because
Marvel Comics announced today, this has followed a nearly 4-year period in which Jane Foster held the title. To recap, Thor's hammer, Mjolnir?
You
better get this right.
Mjolnir.
Okay.
Mjolnir?
Dark Flex, you heard that? That's not the correct way. Mjolnir. That's why I'm not pronouncing it. Okay. Abandoned Thor's undescent when he became unworthy and attached itself to a new hero, a woman who called herself Thor. This Thor was eventually revealed to be Jane Foster.
Okay.
Escaped her body.
Apologize.
Which have been weakened by terminal cancer. Weakened by terminal cancer to aid the world as a superhero. Odinson, meanwhile, had many adventures of his own, including losing his left hand and taking up axes. Now Jane's future, a story is up in the air. Her current series, The Mighty Thor, is going through an arc called The Death of the Mighty Thor, mm-hmm. in which the fatality of the mortal form finally catches up to her. If Jane transforms into Thor again, she will surely die the moment she turns back, or the moment she separated from the hammer.
That's kind of weird. So in the comics, Thor isn't his name. Thor is a superhero title. It's the power. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Because I thought his name was Thor. But what you're trying to say is that because that Mjolnir, it gives them, it makes you Thor. So what is, so Thor is not Thor?
Thor is the son of Odin. He's the god of thunder.
Right, but you just said that she becomes Thor when she has the hammer.
I guess,
Thor. So that means that Thor is a title, it's not a name then. Is that what you're trying to say? Guys, get with us. Give us an email at geekbros, GEKBR0S at yahoo.com.
I'm pretty sure Dark Flex is going to
By all means, email us and let me know
this first issue is going to release on June 13th. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Marvel's new relaunch again because they just love doing relaunches every single year. So I'm excited. I want to see what it's all about. We're going to get the first issue in May. May 1st comes the first issue of The Avengers. Then this one later on in June. So, hey, I'm excited. Looking forward to it. You know what else I'm looking forward to, Vibe? Diablo. Well, there's been a weird tweet earlier this week from Nintendo, from Blizzard, where they have a Diablo nightlight, and I'm going to show Vibe real quick.
That is the stuff of nightmares.
Hold on. It says sweet dreams. So what does this mean? So there's rumors stating that Diablo will be coming to the Switch.
How does that video scream it's coming to the
Because
Switch?
Because it's Diablo, it's a figure of Diablo.
Okay.
In a Switch format, saying sweet dreams. So they put together and, you know.
Or switching it on and off and it's a light switch. Exactly. That is so clever, Blizzard. But that nightlight is the stuff of nightmares.
Exactly. After 15 years, Nintendo has finally they're required to get Diablo into the Switch. It's been 15 years since Blizzard had a Nintendo game in their console, which was Nintendo 64.
Say 1964.
And with Blizzard has StarCraft 64.
I remember that. I don't think I ever played it, but yeah, I remember when it was
1998 was released, not 2000.
1964.
So I'm pretty excited. Listen, the little Switch has a lot of potential. I'm surprised so far the game.
Well, if any game could work well with the Switch and the handheld or whatever console,
love to have it.
Diablo would work because I mean I never played Diablo. I had a friend who played Diablo a lot.
Well, I love Diablo. Have you ever played the new one?
Nope.
Oh, it's really good.
Never played Diablo once, but a friend used to play it a lot. He used to play it a whole. I used to go over his house and he played Diablo, and I would eat his Asian noodles and with what sauce is that? Sriracha sauce. Yeah, it's great. Great.
All right. You know what else was great? Do you ever play Chrono Tiger?
Trigger. You say Chrono Tiger?
Yeah.
I loved Chrono Trigger. Okay.
So guess what? I know that Chrono Trigger, the updated version, was released on the PS4 last week. Yes.
I gotta buy me some Chrono Trigger.
Steam
updated as in like what, new graphics?
Yes.
And new law? Oh, really?
Yes,
it's a massive version.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I did not know that. Really?
Yes.
Why are we reviewing this?
I don't know.
Wow.
So now you can play the best RPGs ever on PC. It's going to be on Steam.
Well, okay.
The stars once dreamed.
I have an awful sounding clock. Are you going to say anything while they're listening to this?
Right now, they're just Akira Toriyama's Dragon Ball, I guess.
Well, of course, it looks just like the characters.
They're moving. It's a clock winding thing that's moving back and forth. No. They're just talking about the team, and it says it's going to say Chrono Trigger.
That's it?
The timeless RPG classic returns, packed with upgrades.
Show me the upgrades. It's the same gameplay.
No, but that's the old one.
No, they're showing you what you're gonna get.
Yeah, because it's a classic.
That's what it's gonna look like, Juancho.
I feel like playing me some Chrono Trigger today. I downloaded it on my computer.
Chrono Trigger was a good game, you know? I didn't really like Chrono Cross, though. You know, there was a sequel, Chrono Cross.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that one so much as I like Chrono Trigger. Wow. Okay, I'm bored. So, carry on.
So, if you guys have Steam, check the game out. It's available on April 2nd. So stay tuned for that, and hopefully you guys get it.
If any of you guys check it out on either on PS4 or on Steam, please shoot us an email. Tell us what the difference is, because I'm not probably going to get it. And you know, I mean, I jumped on a bandwagon for the World Ends With Us because I loved it, but
because
this one, I'm not going to get
you
this.
Just love
that. So yeah. So guys, if you guys play it, let us know. Should us your
It wasn't Chrono Trigger. My correction. It was Secret of Mana.
Oh, Secret of Mana. Anyway,
sorry guys. It wasn't Chrono Trigger for PS4. It was Secret of Mana.
That's what I thought. I never heard of it for PS4.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys get Chrono Trigger for Steam, please shoot us a title. Give us your review of it. We'd love to read it on air.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Looking for it. Now, guys, you guys ever remember playing Turok on the Nintendo 64?
I think I played it. You know what? It used to be in the arcades.
Exactly.
And so I used to play it in Chinatown.
So,
in New York.
Turok the Dinosaur Hunter and Turok the Seed of Evil arise on Xbox One on March 2nd for $19.99 each. It's some good news for Night Dive. Listen, why are we getting all these classic games back? I mean, why can't
because
we just
nostalgia,
get new ones?
Because it's the same thing like how the movies are going right now. This nostalgia sells. You know what I'm saying? It makes money right now. So, you don't turn that down. Turn this one down.
Oh my god, look at how bad the graphics are.
I am Turok.
Turok.
Ooh, I like that row. This is so retro. This is that 1999, man. That's that 90s, man.
Look at the water.
You gotta love the 90s, man. You gotta love the 90s.
All right,
that's cool. Yeah, we're bored. Change it.
All right, so we got Turok as a classic game coming back on Steam. We have Turok coming to the Xbox One.
Yeah.
So a lot of N64 classics are returning. But why can't we get them on the Switch?
Because Nintendo is very, very selective with its IP and blah, 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 blah. Doesn't it have, like, Sonic stuff? You can get Sonic stuff on it.
Yeah, but okay. It's not the same.
Ooh, I want to review Sonic, Sonic Mania.
Yeah,
Sonic 4.
I have Sonic Mania.
You have Sonic Mania
on the Switch.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my god!
You have played it?
No.
It's really good. I have it on my Switch.
Like, it's just like Sonic. The original. It's like,
yes.
It's a direct continuation from Sonic and Knuckles. From what I heard, I watched a YouTube video on it, and I'm like, oh my god, I want to play this game so badly.
I have it on the Switch. I'll bring it next time so you can play it.
Okay. So next week we're gonna. In 2 weeks we're gonna do a review of Sonic Mania. I'm gonna play it on air because I used to love me some Sonic. I've always been a Sega head.
So while I do my discussion here, I will be playing Sonic Mania.
Yeah.
Alright guys, video games out this week before we forget. Part-Time, these are all for the 25th. Part-Time UFO for Android and iPhone, these are for the 26th of February. We have Never Stop Sneaking for PC. Go Morse Go Arcade Edition for PC and Mac. Worlds, does WORLDS Win Own Reviant Live Discovery Sim for the PC, Payday 2 for the Switch, Heroine Anthem 0 Episode 1 for PS4, Puyo Puyo Tetris for PC, Moss for the 27th of February on the PS4, Gravel on the 27th for PC, PS4 and Xbox One, Blasters of the Universe for on February 27th for the PS4, Crypt of the Serpent King on the PS4, The Blob 2 for the PS4 on February 27th. Don't Knock Twice, February 27th on the PS4. Immortal Redneck, February 27th on the PS4. Gino Miro, ooh, what happened here? Gino Miro, Hero of the Universe for the PS4. Mulaka, PS4 and Switch. Rift Star Raiders for the 27th and the 24th for PS4. Shiny on the 27th of February for PS4. Outlast, Bundle of Terror, February 27th for the Switch. Bridge Constructor Portal for on February 28th for the Switch, Xbox One, and PS4. Gamer Career Tycoon for the PC on February 28th. Skullgirls Second Encore February 28th for the Vita. Perfect Angle, February 28th for the PS4. Bashville for the PC. Surface Circular on March 1st for the Switch. Totes Goat on the Switch. Detention on the Switch. RTO2 for the Wii U. Paper Wars Cannon Folder Devastated for the Switch. Damascus Gear Operation Tokyo for the Switch. A Whole New World for the Switch. Little Triangle for the Switch. A Normal Lost Phone for the Switch. Archive Star Force for the Switch. The Pack Queen for the Switch. Bald Boy for PS4. Seamp Speedrunners from Hell for PS4. And Super Toy Cars for the Switch. A lot of Switch updates. So yeah, that's pretty exciting, guys. Check your local stores. I know some people feel some type of way for GameStop. If you guys don't shop GameStop, check out on Amazon.
What do you mean people feel some kind of way about GameStop?
There's been really recently some unethical culture that has been reported through the workers at GameStop that they will sell. They're only there for sales, trying to sell things that they really know they shouldn't be selling to customers just to get sales numbers. And then later on, if a person sold it and the person wasn't happy, they will come back and the manager will then tell them, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. We'll make sure we get that employee gets reprimanded after the manager is the one that told them, you need to sell, you need to sell, you need to sell, you need to sell. So we're going to do a full article. We're going to do a full discussion.
You know, I heard about that. I know what you're talking about. And how they're pushing it. And then when somebody gets upset, they're doing shady things where they're upselling you on things you don't need. Or when they come back for a refund. Well, and some of them aren't even getting refunds. Mm-hmm. They have to call corporate because they refuse to do refunds at the store.
So yeah, we're going to talk about it in one of the podcasts coming up. We're going to do a full open mic about it.
Yes,
I think it's one of those important things that need to be discussed. I know it's not. I don't have nothing against GameStop. I usually do all my purchases there. excuse me. But yeah, wherever you guys shop, get your games. Now, who is tired of Pokemon? Because I am not tired of Pokemon.
I'm tired of Pokemon.
You haven't had Pokemon news for a while.
I'm tired of Pokemon. I'm so tired of Pokemon. Unless it's Brock and Misty, I don't care.
Pokemon 21st movie is set for release in Japanese cinemas this July, has confirmed its official title.
They're still releasing movies in the cinema? I thought it's just direct to DVD now.
The movie is going to be called Pokemon the Movie, Mina no Monogatari, meaning everyone's story. The title is prominently featured on the latest poster released for the movie, which will be displayed in cinemas from March 3rd. As the second reboot movies of its series, Mina no Monogatari will continue from the latest entry, I Choose You, and take place in Fura City, where they celebrate the Wind Festival once a year in gratitude for the blessing of the famed Pokemon Lugia. While visiting the town, Ash, known as Satoshi in the original franchise, meets the five characters featured on the teaser poster. Risa, a Pokemon beginner. Kagashi, who seems to tell nothing but lies. Torito, a researcher who lacks self-confidence. Hizu, an old lady whose prejudice against Pokemon. And Largo, a mysterious girl who lives alone in the forest. So, Vibe, how do you feel about another Pokemon being released?
Well, I'm surprised that this is following the reboot, the continuity. But what do they have against Misty and Brock? I don't understand. And furthermore, aren't these supposed to be based more on the video games? Or is that the other reboot?
That's the other OVA.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you're telling other stories, but why?
I guess because Ash needs to catch them all.
I mean, I understand. Maybe if you're telling... All right, maybe if you're rebooting the series or following a different character, maybe. Mm-hmm. I understand. And leave Ash's continuity, but I don't know what they're doing. And I don't like it, but then again, I don't care.
I can feel that you just don't care about Pokemon anymore. You're so angry towards
it. Dude, after they moved beyond... Oh, that's not true. I think I went as far as 250, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
All right. You know, lately with music, sir, I know this is... We're moving the train here. I've been listening to a lot of K-pop and a lot of, like, Japanese beginning to a lot of anime music.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm really sorry to hear
that. So, this inspired me, this article. This article inspired me to bring... My Hero Academia announces artists for the Season 3 theme song. Why do you care? Because Juancho cares, and that's why. Japanese rock group Uberworld singer-songwriter Miwa are performing the opening and ending themes respectively for the upcoming third season of My Hero Academia, the broadcast from April 7th. Yeah, the group looks pretty badass.
How so?
No, no,
one of them has blue hair.
But he looks badass.
Because of what? Because of the way he's standing in the darkness?
Exactly.
Juancho, we can take a photo like that and we look badass.
We did.
We did.
It's our celebration with
Juancho. We did. If you haven't watched the Star Wars Celebration line of videos, I actually binge watched them all just the other day. It's a fantastic. I mean, it's a lot of videos. It's a lot of episodes. It's a lot. It's what, 7 episodes?
Yeah.
12 uncut videos. I'm seriously, guys, if you like Star Wars, if you just like seeing us out of our element and having fun, like real fun, check out the Star Wars Celebration line of videos of the Geek Bros. That's on our YouTube, the Vibe Studios YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/VibeRevStudios, VibeRevStudios. Or go through the website and look us up. Or, well, I was going to say go to our Facebook, but it was posted a long time ago.
Yeah.
We didn't have a Facebook then, did we, for
no,
that?
No.
We didn't, so it's not going to be there. But yeah, check it out. Those are really fun.
All right. So both the Uberworld and Miwa are well known in the industry for providing theme songs for animes like Bleach, Gintama, and Doraemon. Although the titles of the two songs have yet to be revealed, the artists have expressed their excitement about being able to contribute to the popular superhero anime. Season 3 begins broadcast April 7th at 5:30 p.m. on Yurimori TV, Nopion TV, and 27th other network affiliates. Guys, get your My Hero Academia on. Now, you know who acquired the live-action... they purchased Netflix. Okay, let me correct. According to an interview collider with screenwriter and producer Leotel Kaliogiris, the rights for a live-action television adaptation of Kawahara Riki's Sword Art Online have been sold to Netflix. So Netflix has acquired another live-action anime reboot.
Is this gonna be in the vein of Death Note? Because I like Death Note.
Is it gonna be the
Japanese Attack on Titan?
No. Yeah, Attack on Titan and the one for Netflix, the one recently.
Yeah.
Brotherhood.
I haven't watched that yet.
Exactly, that's why I'm not putting it on there, because I know you haven't watched it. Hold on, you see? And we talked about this last week.
No, we didn't.
Juancho read and saw the movie. And I told Vi, watch it. And he hasn't watched it, and yet he expects me to give him anime to watch.
Hold on. You didn't remind me.
I don't have to remind you.
You have to remind me. This is your show.
Damn, so sad,
oh,
bro.
Oh, snap.
So, yes, I guess Netflix has acquired the rights to the live action of Sword Art Online, which are currently available.
I want
to
see Death Note. More Death Note.
You want to see more Death Note?
Yeah, I really like Death Note. It was a good movie.
All right. Well, you know, guys, this episode, again, has been brought to you by the Szechuan sauce.
McDonald's Szechuan sauce. Okay.
Because it's so delicious.
Delicious and all up in your face.
Well, before we
begin, McDonald's, send us free stuff.
Let's get to it. It's time for the moment of open mic discussion.
Open mic
discussion. So, Vibe, let's get to it. So you get one sauce.
You get one sauce. If you guys are going to watch us on the recap, you'll see us actually doing this right now on camera. Oh, my God.
All right.
The question is, will this taste like corn syrup and Santa's?
According to the article, the Szechuan, McDonald's Szechuan sauce burns Rick and Morty fans again.
Sorry.
Oh, my God, it smells.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This doesn't smell very good.
All right, so
these are so pale looking, Juancho. Are we gonna use the nuggets first?
Let's do the nuggets first.
No, do it to the camera.
All right, so we're gonna dip them in the sauce.
We're dipping the tip.
Dipping the tip.
Oh my God!
All right, ready? Moment of truth.
Ready?
What is this?
Oh my God!
It burns. It really burns.
That's not good. Rick Sanchez and his lies. Oh, this is terrible.
What the hell happened to this special sauce?
This does taste like corn syrup and sadness.
Maybe it's a chicken nugget. Let's try with the chicken tender. Maybe the chicken tender will make it feel better.
Wait.
We're about to try the chicken.
That's a no.
That's a no.
For the nugget. So we're going to try the chicken tenders now.
All right, here we go.
Okay, ready? All right, good.
Tunnel.
I think it's better, but only because it dilutes the chicken. Yes. It dilutes it. It's more chicken, less sauce. This is awful. McDonald's, don't send us free stuff. Sorry, guys. This is Juancho's idea. Did you try the original Sesame One shots when it came out back in the day?
No. I probably did. But it's been such a long time.
But, because, yeah, it was from Mulan. This is not...
Okay. I got to open the signature sauce. I bought a signature sauce just in case it was horrible, and I really don't like it.
I knew we needed water for this. I'm still going strong, guys. Waiting, finishing the one. I'm double dipping.
Alright, guys, so that was us eating McDonald's chicken nuggets and my chicken tenders on Szechuan sauce.
We give it a hard thumbs down.
Yeah. I'm sorry, McDonald's. You disappointed me on this one. Someone's about to see some Szechuan sauce. It's all about they're dipping Thai pods in the Szechuan sauce. I don't think is going to even make it even better.
That is so funny. Nope. It's terrible.
What the heck, McDonald's? Did you really just change the recipe just to give us a whole bunch of sauce?
Oh, see, another one of the hot mustard back.
Yeah. Give us a hot mustard and give us back the McChicken, you know, the McDonald's.
The Sriracha, yeah.
Exactly.
The Sriracha sauce. That
McDonald's,
was good.
Bro, you're slacking. Like, I really need to know, and I want an answer from you guys, why the sauce tastes so bad. Did it always taste this bad? I didn't hear so much complaining from the other sauce that came out.
Nope. If you guys have tried the Szechuan sauce, shoot us an email. Tell us if you like it or not. Read your reviews on air. I would love to hear if anybody actually likes this, because right now my tongue feels raw. I don't like it at all.
But here's my problem. Did McDonald's decide to, let's say...
I love some of this creamy sauce right here.
Oh, let's just mass produce 20 million of packages of Szechuan sauce.
Let it read this one. Oh, I can't.
And then forget about the quality. Was it all about production instead of quality? Because your quality sucks. I'm sorry to say this, but the sauce is horrible.
No,
what was the hype about? What was all the hype for this crappy ass sauce? I'm really disappointed.
This is a new sauce. They went into their warehouse and found some a vat of old sauce. slapped new containers on it and said, "Listen, man, we can make some money off of this stuff. Okay, it's expiring this year, so let's do it."
I'm sorry, guys. You guys didn't know. I'm not happy. I'm sorry. That's moving along. Because Vibe wants to talk to J.J. Abrams. I'm just so disappointed. My car gets hit, and I have to try this crappy sauce, thinking it was going to be delicious. I'm disappointed. Vibe, talk to me. Tell me how you really felt about J.J. Abrams.
Did I send you this?
Yes, you did.
I don't remember that at all. It's on my face. This. Sorry, guys. I don't remember sending him this. This article comes from ScreenRant.com, and... J.J. Abrams and a Cloverfield Paradox director, he explains the movie's ending. The producer, J.J. Abrams, and director Julius... Was it Onoa? Onoa? Yep.
Yeah.
Onoa?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have provided an explanation for the ending of Cloverfield Paradox, or something resembling an explanation anyway. It's been just over 3 weeks since the third Cloverfield movie made its surprise debut on Netflix. Just hours after it released, was announced during the Super Bowl. Its out-of-nowhere release was a shock, but perhaps even more shocking was its deeply flawed and confusing film it was. Well, that's what I'm reading for the article. I like the movie, regardless of it. It's no secret that the movie was in production. Abrams and his team came in to revamp the story in order for it to fit in the Cloverfield universe. They shoehorning the alien invasion subplot to do so. Originally, there was supposed to be like an alien invasion plot, but they took it out and made it something completely different. And the Cloverfield monster suddenly appeared in the movie, and the final scene was a baffling part, and it was unforeseen as a release. So, suffice to say, the last-minute changes that occurred behind the scenes were very evident in the final production, which I agree. It's just very true.
Wait, so, they're saying that towards the end of the movie, it wasn't supposed to be like that?
The movie, no. That wasn't part of it, because...
It felt weird, because it really did feel weird. It felt like it was rushed. After, like, she was battling the scene...
Mm-hmm.
Once they ended up killing her,
mm-hmm.
that the whole scene between them and her going back into Earth
mm-hmm.
felt really rushed. It felt weird.
Because it was...
It felt out of place.
Those are all the...
I thought it was just me. But I'm like, wait, something's off about this.
No, well, that and also the whole subplot with the husband on the ground. All of that was reshot and re-edited into the movie to give it a bit more look. And it all felt weird. So... In a new interview with Empire Film Podcast, Abrams the director weighed in on the confusion and attempted to explain the ending. Two significant confirmations were made during the interview, the first of which being that the Clover monster we see at the end indeed wait, the Cloverfield monster we see at the end is indeed the one we first saw in Cloverfield. Well, what? Only a great deal larger. They confirm that Paradox takes place in a different timeline than the original film. Okay, so it's the same monster, but bigger, but a different timeline. So now that we've had these multiple timelines, it keeps things open up to happening dimensionally and in different ways, and things will play out. So there was a real fine connection to make with these things dropping into the ocean, and then you see in the movie when they first realize that they landed, that there's another dimension. So, stuff like that.
All right.
Hold on, let me move to the next part. Yeah, so basically the film was originally called God Particles, sorry, the Szechuan sauce.
Oh my god, it's so horrible.
And has given Cloverfield fans radars for a long time, but with its release constantly pushed back, it was supposed to be in 2017, it came out in 2018, then it came out on Netflix. So, that's really about it.
Alright.
Paradise goes go far beyond that. It explores alternate dimensions and a modern way. Basically, what they're trying to say in this article, from what I can, because again, I don't remember giving this to Wancho at all, is that
you gave me this one.
The events that happened in Cloverfield Paradox affected the events in 10 Cloverfield Lane and the events in the original Cloverfield, and they are tangentially connected because of that particle accelerator thing.
All right,
so I like it.
That's for Paradox there in the world of Paradox.
So as Paradox was pushed back, something was pushed up.
You know what's pushed up? That's Marvel has released their date of Avengers to April 27th from May 4th. You know why? Disney's getting ready to make some money earlier in the year and not late in the year, since Solo is not going to do so good. Too soon? I'm just kidding.
Too soon. That is true. Solo's coming on the 25th, so they wanted to make sure that they could get as much box office draw, because once Solo comes out, it's going to take away from the excitement from Infinity
exactly.
War.
So that makes sense.
But I like how they did it, though. Did you see how on Twitter they had like a Robbie Downey Jr. thing? And he's like, can we see the movie early? And Marvel's like, yeah, sure, for you, anything, Mr. Stark. And he goes, well, what about my friends? He goes, you mean these friends? He goes, well, what about the entire world? And he goes, sure. And then he just... They said, okay, fine, it's done. Just for you, Mr. Stark, Avengers Infinity War comes out the 27th.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
That's awesome. So
we're already in March, so we're looking at less than 2 months now.
Exactly. And guess what? As well, they announced, not only did they announce that the Avengers Infinity War has been increased to April 27th, they have released the outlines for the next 4 years of Marvel movies.
See, I hate when they do this.
2020 is going to be a rough year, according to Polygon. Disney and Marvel Studios are outlining the next... Man, that sauce is like killing my throat.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either.
The next few years of upcoming release, and superheroes fans should be pretty excited for what is on the docket. No, man, it's really making me feel phlegmy, man.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. Well, except for 2020.
That's
Disney
what you
and
get
Marvel
for having sauce that expired.
I know, right?
Or about to expire.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
McDonald's killing
us. Of course, that is speculation, okay? McDonald's, don't send us free stuff.
Disney and Marvel Studios have outlined what Marvel Cinematic Universe late looks like through 2022 and into 2023. As reported by Collier, we know the Avengers Infinity War and Avengers 4 will end the current generation of Marvel films, with the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 helping to usher the entire new period of the universe, and upend the Spider-Man Homecoming will receive 2 sequels. That's about it. Though we can assume that Black Panther, Doctor Strange, and Captain Marvel will receive their own sequels for post-Avengers 4.
It is guaranteed.
But Marvel
Black Panther
hasn't confirmed anything. Here's what we know. Marvel Studios is currently planning the release of films after Avengers 4 in what comes to be known as Phase 4 of the MCU.
I thought they were doing the phases. And after
six
phase
of
three,
those movies will be hit theaters in 2021 and 2022, which only one movie planned for 2020. Director James Gunn have already gone on record announcing the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will be released in 2020, and we assume that for the new slate it will come out on July 31st, 2020. Polygon has reached out to Disney for confirmation. That also implies, can we safely assume the Spider-Man Homecoming first sequel, Black Panther sequel, and Doctor Strange sequel will be released in 2021-22? Or it's nearly impossible to try and guess what the other 5 slots will be used for. So, if you guys want to read the articles on Polygon.com, 5.
Yes.
That's a long gap. I mean, what movies do we have planned for after 2020?
I think the reason why it's voided out like that is because, listen, they just got a treasure trove of old characters that came back in, I think right now they're having a massive, massive brainstorming brain trust to figure out how they can incorporate the Fantastic Four and the X-Men into the world they have, or whatever world is going to exist afterwards. How can they organically introduce mutants? How can they organically introduce for the Fantastic Four? So I think that's what probably is going on. They don't want to say what's titled because they're still trying to figure out what's happening.
So let me read this slate that Disney has. And I'm going to read it out real quick. Avengers Infinity War has been moved from May 4th to 27th of April. Disney Christopher Robbins is the final title of the previous untitled Christopher Robbins project, which was announced on August 3rd, 18, is now on change. Mulan, previously dated on November 2nd, 18, moves to March 27th, 20.
Dang, that's 2 years, wow.
Untitled Disney Toon Studios, previously dated on April 12, 19, is now removed from the schedule. Penguins, Disney Nature, now dated to April 19, 19. Untitled Disney Live Action, dated on October 4th, 19. Nicole, previously dated on 11-8, 19, is now removed from the schedule. Untitled Disney Action, another one, scheduled for November 8th on the 19th. Untitled Disney Live Action, now dated on February 14th of 20. Untitled Pixar Animation.
You just think a bunch of untitled.
But here, they're booking the dates.
They're booking the dates. Let's do Marvel.
They have a Marvel that was originally supposed to take on August 7th has been moved to July 31st. So they moved up a untitled Marvel movie. Another untitled movie has been moved to May 7th of 21. Now you have one July 30th of 21. Then you have another one on November 5th of 21.
But what is this list really telling us? It's just a bunch of untitled Marvel, Disney, and Disney Toon videos.
But this movie tells us that there's at least here, we'll see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six movies already scheduled to be made until 22.
Well, and that's six slots. So I just don't know where they're going to fit into those slots. You know what I'm trying to say? So...
I'm interested to see what Disney has.
That list made no sense. It's just a bunch of untitled stuff.
You know what, Vibe? You didn't click the article about the White House. It makes me so angry.
You told me not to click it.
I told you to click it. You know why we're talking about the White House? Because Vibe loves some White House stuff.
I do?
I don't know.
Okay, cool.
So, the White House says Trump will meet with the members of the video game industry next week.
To do what?
But the video game industry had no idea that he was meeting with them next week.
Really?
This article is coming from Kotaku.com. It says, the White House today said that the President Donald Trump will meet with the executive from the video game industry to talk about violent video games, a reaction to last month's shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 dead. He will, in quote, he'll also be meeting with members of the video game industry to see what they can do on the front as well. End quote, said the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders during a press briefing this afternoon when asked about the president's policy on guns. It's not clear who the president plans to meet. One person familiar with executive level matters in the video game industry who asked not to be named told to Kotaku this was the first that they or anyone they had spoken to heard of this meeting. So there was an update on the article that says the ESA says it's not aware of this meeting, and here's the statement that the lobbyist group sent to Kotaku. ESA and our member companies have not received an invitation to meet with President Trump. The same video game played in the U.S. are played worldwide. However, the level of gun violence is exponentially higher in the U.S. than any other country. Numerous authorities have examined the scientific record and found there is no link between media content and real-life violence. The U.S. video game industry has a long history of partnering with parents and more than 20 years of rating video games through the Entertainment Software Rating Board. We take a great step to provide tools to help players and parents make informed entertainment decisions. I just love this.
What do you love about it?
Because it's like, hey, bro, I'm going to meet up with them. Wait, we had a meeting. Wait, what? I can picture them sitting in the CEO sitting there. Wait, we have a meeting? When do we have a meeting, bro? Who schedules our meetings? Get them in here.
I guess they're having a meeting about this meeting, about how they don't know anything about the meeting.
Exactly.
Listen, we need to have a meeting because there's a meeting that's coming up that we don't know about. Let's all go. Everybody come inside. Suspend that. Stop rendering that. Get over here.
Do you have a meeting, bro?
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
No.
Did Trump say anything? No.
No.
Oh.
You know. Continuing with the whole thing about gun violence and video game, a judge, which is why I put "you're not worthy to play video games" as my topic, A judge orders a teen to stop playing violent video games.
Why?
This article is coming from Kotaku.com. Earlier this week, a student at Lake Park High School in the suburbs of Chicago was arrested for... the Chicago mix... You know what? The phlegm thing is working for me right there with Chicago.
Chicago. I heard it. Chicago.
Was arrested for threatening to commit a school shooting on social media at his hearing. A judge yesterday ordered the teen to forfeit his super smart... His smartphone to his parents and stop playing violent video games. According to the report by the Chicago Tribune, the 16-year-old sophomore, whose name has not been released because he's a minor, put out a video on Snapchat where he said he was playing a video game and said, "Y'all need to shoot up the school."
Shut up.
You need to shut up about school shootings or I'll do one. A fellow student alerted the police, who then arrested him on Monday and kept him overnight at the juvenile facility. Yesterday, the team appeared in DuPage County Juvenile Court, charged with a felonly disorderly conduct. There, the judge ordered him placed under indefinite home detention and for his parents to hold onto his smartphone. More oddly, the judge also ordered him to stop playing violent video games during his period. There was an update in the article that says, as Arts Technica reports that the banning the student's access to violent videos came at the request of the assistant state attorney, Luisa Nicholas, who made a motion to make it a condition of his release. It wasn't intended as a punishment, a DuPage County state's attorney spokesperson told Arts, but rather than an extra precaution to ensure that he wasn't successfully...
Okay, this is ridiculous. This is a violation of freedom of speech. This is... something is so wrong about this. And don't get me wrong, you know, you need to be sensitive about what you say online, especially after the school shooting that happened in our backyard here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, who gives you the right to punish somebody for expressing themselves on social media? I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. Okay? Is it a poor joke? Absolutely. Is it really stupid insult? Yes. But does he deserve to be arrested for it? Does he deserve to be told he needs to be
He was charged with a felony.
Yes. For what? For playing a video game and making a statement online? Come on now, man. I'm sorry. I don't agree with it. I do not. Okay? I highly doubt that he meant anything by it. And even if he did, it's still his right to be able to say what he wants on social media. That's it. That's right. And that's my problem now, is that there's this thing that's coming up where they want to be able to prosecute people now for what they say on social media. They do. There's a thing that says they want cops to be able to use that social media as probable cause to show up at your home and arrest you for not doing anything, just for saying something on social media. I'm sorry, Juancho, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with what happened to this young man. Again, he's a jackass, but you know, at the same time though,
we have to watch what we say now.
But that's not freedom of speech.
Yeah.
We have freedom of speech in this country. You should not be concerned about what you have to say. Say what you want to say, except the consequences, of course, of what you're saying. But should you be detained, or this actually should be a great friggin' open mic.
Yeah,
this even goes up to net neutrality.
We're gonna talk about that. That's one of your articles for next week. By the way, that's why I said this was on the last topic,
right?
And we're gonna end it on a happy note. But I'm really
happy note or not. But what do you think? I mean, I'm rambling. How do you feel about this?
I'm 50-50 on it. I understand why they had done it now. It's because now they want to take precautions because of one kid who did. They basically, the government knew of what was happening with this kid that shut up the school, and they failed to respond by it. You know, they knew the warning.
Okay,
and it was a simple warning that it was given through social media. So now they're going to take every single warning that is social media and take it real.
That's overkill. Okay, fine. If it's one time, whatever. But if he keeps doing it over and is habitual, you don't go and arrest him. You send a social worker to the house. You contact the home. You ask them what your intentions are. Let me tell you something right now. Okay? Okay, at the day job one time, an individual came in and said, "You know what? I'm upset, blah, blah, blah. What else can I do besides shooting up this place?" And I said, "Sir, we don't tolerate that speech here, okay? Let's not say that again." He goes, "I don't care. I have nothing to lose. I'm just going to shoot up this place." I said again, "Sir, that is not, we don't tolerate that here. I will not have that here, okay? Please refrain from saying that anymore." He didn't see. He said it one more time and he left. So I alerted the detail officer.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go and arrest him. All they did was they sent a cop to his home,
mm-hmm.
okay, and said, and wanted to see what his intentions were. And then they escorted him back to the clinic, okay, to speak to administration so he can straighten this thing out. They, according to this, then they would have just arrested him immediately, Baker acted him, and called it a day.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to do that. That was an angry thing, and that's why I was angry.
And here's my problem with this, right? I understand why they did, and this is my problem when you do this. When you have these kids who are under the age of 18, and I don't care if it's 17, 16, 15, 14, yes, they have some type of sense of what they're doing. But once you introduce them to a juvenile or a jail type system, you're now changing their way of thinking and acting towards society, and it's going to affect their ability to
imagine. Could you imagine being in juvenile hall and they ask you, and no, and they ask, what are you in for? I posted a video on Snapchat. Could you imagine?
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine going to being in juvenile detention and being...
And here's the thing. Are we helping society by... And this is a good one. Are we going to be helping society by putting all these kids who say stupid things online to jail or to juvenile detention centers? Or are we creating future criminals because of a stupid mistake? And this is how it's true. This is how criminals are made. And
it's
I'm sorry to say.
In this system, you take misdemeanors and you turn them into hardcore felons in some lights. Yes, I agree. But I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about what this means for free speech and what this means for expressing yourself online. Okay? So if you're having a bad day and you want to vent one day, that, you know, that's it? That's the end of your life? You're going to be arrested for that? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Or if you're being insensitive one particular day. This kid was just being insensitive. That's all he was doing.
Yeah.
And he just happened to be playing a video game to prove his point, which is fine.
We've got to be watching
again,
a movie.
Again. He's in poor taste. I totally agree. He was in poor taste. But it's his right.
Mm-hmm.
And social media. Express yourself how you want to express yourself. Okay, if that's true, then nobody should be able to put up white supremacy stuff or racial stuff, right?
Yeah, but they're allowed to.
You have free speech in this country. So, I'm sorry. I don't agree with the way they treated this, and I don't like how hypersensitive that they're going to get again. They're going to use this last school shooting as an excuse to use social media against you, and I don't think that's right. I don't think you should do that at all. It's bad enough that work jobs are using social media, whether they want to hire you or even if they fire you. Can you believe this? That your social media presence affects your job. How? What does that
mean? You know what?
Anything?
That's what, talking about social media presence and still staying in a topic. We know. Now, you know, I'm doing the business.
I just burped and I tasted like social sauce.
Yeah, my throat still coming from social sauce. You know I'm doing a degree on business administration and
I did not know that.
Well, you know what? Now you know.
When did you get your GED?
1999. I was 10 years old.
Oh, that's not the GED. That's not the GED. He graduated from pre-K then.
I ran it from School of Hard Knocks. No, but
School of Hard Knocks.
I got the hood.
That was a good one.
So,
Thug Life
for life. So, and you made me lose my train of thought.
Sorry. So, business, you're doing a fake degree business.
No, one of the things that we had talked about, we had an open mic discussion during class.
Open mic.
Was that businesses are now starting to look at all these profiles, and a lot of people are now having to change their names on their profiles to prevent for companies they're applying for to look them up or try to find them. Even though my profile is blocked, no one can access my profile unless, you know, I add you as a friend, and a lot of the stuff is blocked because I don't want people knowing what I do on my social life.
It's really shady, so I agree.
It's like your life.
My life ain't shady, it's an open book.
That word.
Okay. But you know what's funny, you said that? They're actually not hiring people now who have no social media presence. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That there is now there was an article I read now that some businesses, if you have no social media presence, they won't hire you.
Because they want to.
Because they find that to be weird.
And creepy.
Yeah, can you believe it or not?
A creeper, bro.
If you have no social media presence, some companies will not hire you.
Do you even Snapchat, bro?
So, you know, what are you doing, man?
I don't know, I'm Snapchatting.
Get out of Snapchat, okay? That's you're going to get some trouble.
Yeah, true that. So, yeah. Guys, I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about this whole
situation.
Oh my
god, yes, absolutely.
Please email
us at
gbros, the GEKBR0S at yahoo.com. I'm very interested to have an open mic, open discussion about what you guys feel so we can talk about it. I'm curious to know what you guys think out there about it.
If there's any time that you guys should be interacting with us, it's on this topic.
Open mic.
This and, of course, net neutrality.
Which is supposed to go live next month.
Is it?
Yep.
They're still trying to fight it, though. But I'm saying right now, guys, we need to have a discussion. And let's have a discussion. Let's read it on air. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. Because these are really important stuff, you know. Yeah, we're all about fun and jokes and geek stuff. But when it comes to, you know, our rights and our ability to express ourselves and our net neutrality and our ability to do stuff like this, when it's threatened, you have to talk.
Yeah.
So,
now,
Juancho, positive note.
On a positive note,
I feel sad now.
The Tokyo Olympic mascots look like Pokemon. So, children across Japan voted for the Olympic mascots like the best. Surprise, two they pick resemble Pokemons. So, Vibe, these are the mascots that we'll be seeing on the Olympics on 2020.
That is exceedingly Japanese.
So Japanese. But okay. It is in Japan.
It's exceedingly Japanese, of course. It's like two friggin' Pokemon, cosplaying as Mega Man.
Exactly. Okay.
And
a male version and a female.
And a male version
and a female.
The
female has jetpacks. Well, the male is able to transform himself into another type of jetpack.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I see what you guys are doing out there, trying to make
and we're looking at some Twitter responses, and one of the Twitter responses is, "Wait, we love the new Pokemon starters."
The mascots of Tokyo have been decided. They still look like Pokemon to me, though.
That's cool, though.
This just ends up looking like Pokemon to me. I'm so sorry, Japan. I love them, but I cannot see Pokemon.
That is so funny.
New Pokemon for the upcoming Switch are looking great.
Yes!
Yes! Nintendo, this is your cue. Make it happen.
Oh, my God.
Mascots, these are Pokemon. Call them what they are, you cowards.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, Pokemon Game Freak or whoever is the Pokemon company and Nintendo, they're going to file a lawsuit for copyright infringement.
Copyright.
Oh, my God.
Now, have you noticed that the male has a circular... circular wreath on his head, while the female has a crescent
moon.
Will this be moon and sun?
Oh, zing, yeah. Zing, zing!
Yeah. So, guys, check out, if you haven't checked it out, Google Tokyo Olympic mascots, and you're gonna see what we're talking about.
I would love to hear what you guys have to say about it, because do you think it look like Pokemon or not? Tell us now, Geek Bros with a zero at yahoo.com.
All right, guys, so this is it for the podcast this week.
Next
week, Mike and Dark Flex will be doing this all by themselves because they love
it. Listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Keep Up the Geek Bros, episode 31. Don't forget to check us out on Weeby Geeks
PC.
Before
we continue, this is the short list. They all look like Pokemon to me.
No, the ones on the right hand side look like
Chinese
Tamagotchis or something.
Tamagotchis. These two look. I would have picked this one.
Yeah.
This pretty cool. Okay. Well, bye. Do your thing.
Okay. Sorry. Rewind. Thank you so much for tuning in to Keeping Up the Geek Bros, episode 31. You can check us out every week on WeebieGeeksPC.com, the first place that you can hear our lovely, sweet, buttery, non-raspy voice with Szechuan Phil discussing this every week. And subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. And don't forget, this is a production of Vibe Revelation Studios. We have plenty of other stuff you would like to watch and listen to and read stuff. It's www.viberevstudios.com. That's VIBEREVSTUDIOS.com. But the link will be below on wherever you're looking at this. Juancho, with our social media.
That's GEKBR0S for the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, and the email. That's geekbros0@yahoo.com. Email us. Talk to us. Tell me how beautiful my voice is.
I guess the February contest is over and nobody submitted anything.
Nothing.
So
I'm about to crop myself just because I want to do it.
Yeah, I think we're going to do it ourselves. So I guess if we're going to have another contest this month, we'll guys let you know. We still have plenty to give away, and we just got to figure out a good excuse to do so.
Exactly.
Or just talk to us. If you would like a prize, just email us.
Yeah.
And say, hey, give us something free. Oh, yes. There you go. I want somebody to email us and say, Geek Bros, give us free stuff.
Exactly.
We'll just give you free stuff. You know, we'll give you a list. We'll give you free stuff.
Exactly.
I've got an entire bank here. So, I've been Vibe.
This is Juancho. And remember, guys, I love you all. And
stay woke. That is a big up to Urban Eye. That is a podcast that I'm actually producing through the studio. So, and that's their thing. So don't hate and stay woke.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros.